T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a thing going around that is sort of brilliant if you're a man. If you're a man and you want to have relations, you need to listen up.
You better do these things.
You can either get a written contract or get your phone out and get consent from every single woman every single time before you have relations.
And it's on record. Finally. Why were we doing this forever ago?
This sounds really romantic.
I'm sorry. That's the way it is now. Men are always guilty till they prove themselves innocent. This is brilliant.
He's kind of right. And I don't want it to be that way. But let me say this. I've been in situations where everybody's kind of sideways and you're like, just the heat of the moment catches up. It's with somebody new, right? And the heat of the moment catches up to you. And then you both kind of wake up the next morning. You do your thing and you wake up the next morning and you're like, I shouldn't have done that. Uh-huh. Now, when a guy says I shouldn't have done that, that's sort of the end of it. A woman
feels guilty
when she says I shouldn't have done that, can sort of say, well, I didn't want to do that. And if she says I didn't want to do that,
it's over.
Then that means it was non-consensual. And that's a terrible thing as a guy to find. Like, if you decide the next day you didn't want to do that, then we've committed a crime.
Yep.
Well,
that's all I mean, I don't think the written one works, though, because then it's like, you can't tell if she signed it. Then you can't tell if she had a gun to her head.
Exactly.
You can't.
Forged
you can't really
signatures.
Right.
Yeah. On film, on record.
Okay. I'm just going to put this out there. Like, if I were dating a man and we were moving on to that point in our relationship, mm-hmm. and he was like, hey, hold up. Let me get my phone so I have a video of you consenting to this. I would be like, okay, what has happened in your past that would make you want to do this? And secondly, you clearly don't trust me either. So, like, maybe this is a bad place to be moving into.
I see your point on that. And that's not romantic for you. So you're probably going to go, okay, this is too weird. I'm out.
It's a
here.
Red flag. I'm like, why? Well, what have you done before?
This is coming from criminal defense attorneys that are saying this is a good idea. You need written or video evidence that, or even just a text message. But even that, I could have grabbed your phone and went, Slacker, you have permission to do terrible things to me. Whatever. I mean,
but I see Amber's point. That video could live forever. I mean, that could your consent.
He could keep coming, or I could forward it to somebody else and go, Amber consented that night.
Right. See, there's kind of.
Yeah, what are you? Then you're having to say the full name of the person. And
Amber, hereby allow Slacker on this date. I mean, you almost have to have
details.
So we were kind of talking about this before we came on the air, and T-Hack said when he was in school, they had a speaker come in and he taught a class called Can I Kiss You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
which is also so awkward.
But I mean, if you don't ask, then I'm forcing myself on you.
I disagree with that. I think there's a way to do it where you read the body language, you lean in for it, and then she meets you the rest of the way. You don't have to full on force your face on her. Just like, go in for the most part, get close, and she'll meet you the rest of the way. Or she'll be like, you know what, actually,
I mean,
I don't think I want to do this.
I'm surprised that most of the hashtag MeToo women are not behind this.
Insisting on asking to be kissed and definitely being on the...
Because that's what's causing all this is men either misreading signals or men not caring and just doing what they want.
I sort of agree. Like, when you say misreading signals, like there have been times in my life where I'm like, I have no shot with this girl. And then a week later, it's like, man, I was so it or like whatever that like,
yeah,
we men misread. And there's times where I'm like, I am landing the mothership. Yeah. And it's like you get close to the face and then it's like the head turns. Nope. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And as a guy, when we misread a signal, we go to prison.
That's. So, I mean, the big awkward part is...
I love this.
Like, Amber, in your scenario, you guys are dating for a while, and it's the night, I don't think at that point... Like, you've gone on 3 or 4 dates. If he gets the camera out there, that's kind of weird.
Right.
I think this is more for...
A
one-night you're out at the club,
stand,
you're in Vegas.
Something like that. I mean, I am very, very fortunate. I've never been in a scenario where I felt in danger or someone forced themselves upon me. Right. So... I don't know what that's like. So I feel like maybe this would work and should be. Maybe there are women that's like, yes, I really want this.
But have you woken up with regret the next day? You've never woke up and went like, I wish I hadn't done that. Because I've definitely slept with people that I went like, mistake. But
I guess.
But own the regret. But live with the regret. Don't turn around. And
you start to say, I regret it. And he knew I was drunk. And as soon as you start saying
exactly
those words, like he took advantage of me. It like
yeah, this is why men have to do
see,
these
I've
things.
I've never felt.
Okay.
Maybe I've regretted something, but I've never felt taken advantage of.
Okay.
So
if you're a guy, you've got to now put this in your arsenal.
Yep.
Get her on video saying she's cool with it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.